The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
I wasn't at all surprised to see Attorney General John Quigley find the small print in the ministerial code that potentially excuses him from accepting a free chopper ride from former Crown Perth director John Poynton. For those who came in late, Quigley decided to hitch a lift with Poynton in December so the pair could attend a fancy Christmas party in Yellingup. The flight came at a time when Crown Resorts was facing intense scrutiny over suspected money laundering at its Perth and Melbourne casinos. So, just to be clear, this is the WA Attorney General getting a free chopper ride with someone on the board of a business accused of money laundering. Yeah, the optics aren't great. You'd have to think Premier Mark McGowan agrees, but he certainly hasn't said it. Instead, McGowan has defended his AG, saying that his cabinet aren't members of parliament or ministers every minute of the day. As far as arguments go, that's pretty piss weak. But the Premier has a track record for standing by embattled colleagues. He did it for Sue Ellery, he did it for Dave Kelly, and he's been doing it for Roger Cook. And now it's Quigley's turn. But as it turns out, Quigley can defend himself. His office has dug up some clause of the ministerial code that says gifts are okay if they're given by a mate in a genuinely personal capacity. Sounds a bit dodgy to me, but Quigley used to make a crust defending the criminally accused, so I'm sure he knows how to exploit a loophole or two.